The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station and newspaper of the air, the Cosmo of Reading, right here, KCNR 1460.
Cosmo, seriously?
The Cosmo. We'll get into what makes men feel good later on today. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live. Good morning at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Angel. Merry Christmas to you, too. Already in here, Angel is back in town. Bad Bob, yeah. Let me tell you. Okay, you tell the weather. Let me tell you the after you told me about the weather, and I didn't believe you. What happened?
Okay, looks a lot better than yesterday. In fact, radar is clear right now. It'll be cloudy with peaks of sunshine expected in late into the day. Slight chance of a rain shower here and there. The high should be around 59 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. It'll dip down into the mid-30s, depending on where you're at. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday. Then Wednesday night, more rain moves in, around half an inch or so. That'll continue into Thursday. Christmas Day looks bright and sunny right now in Reading.
Bright and sunny.
Yes, right now, 47 degrees in Reading in this report. As always, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Great people, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. Better-known business out there, too. Hey, let me tell you. You remember what you said yesterday? About, oh, you know, snow's moving in, blah, 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 blah. You know, went
at,
on.
At the time, the radar just, looked pretty
well,
good.
Let me tell you what happens when we try to take the kids and grandkids up to Mount Shasta to do some tubing.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, we've got something that has to carry all six of us at one time. So all the modern-day cars can only really carry five unless you throw somebody in the trunk.
Yeah.
Except
yeah.
My truck. My truck carries six and carries six very easily. We all pile in carrying, you know, everybody's got all their gear on because there's no place to store it. Now, here's the back. The downside of a truck is you have no place to store it in the back unless you have like a
boot or something.
Or, you know, conno cover. Yeah, something back there, whatever they call those things. And so we're going up there, and Vince gets on his Yahoo direction thing, and it says, major traffic stop, Costella. You know, it's this automated voice. and I go, and I'm looking at the traffic. We are just blowing up there. And I go, we'll just keep going. It's major traffic stop, Costella. It says it will take you an hour and a half or almost 2 hours to get from this spot, which is south of Costella, to the park, which is 20 miles away. And I'm going, that's probably an old thing. You know, that's an old thing. And you know what? A mile from Costella. Guess what? Traffic stops.
A parking lot.
Stops. And it appears that they're up the road like another 5 or 6, 7 miles. They're making sure people have chains.
Uh-huh.
Because the snow is just coming through there. So they're making sure that the trucks and the buses and the RVs have chains to be putting on in there. And it's a mess. So, and then at this point, because Linda says, we should all get a Starbucks before we leave.
Mm-hmm.
The kids and the women were having this extreme urge to use a facility. This is where it's really great to be a guy. But we get to the Costella off, the off ramp area, and there's this, there's a gas station there.
There's a little Chevron up there, yeah.
We off and over, and it was a madhouse there.
Oh, yeah.
And then again, another one of the 100 reasons it's good to be a guy. Guys can just walk in the bathroom, walk out, and women have a line.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so if the kids, so it looks like, hey, we're, And because the tubing closes at 4, at this point it was like 1.
Ah.
You know, because of the traffic and everything. We thought, well, you know, another hour in the road doesn't mean that we can get there. So the kids went out there, and because there was snow, and they rolled around in the snow. Everybody threw snowballs at each other, and Ashlyn got Michael down and was riding him like a sled. This was hilarious. I'm telling you, I said, does she get him down like that and do that? Well, yeah, he used to be able to get her down, you know, brother, sister, until she grew 4 inches this year and put on 15 pounds, 15 pounds of muscle, because she is just a little athlete. She's a, you know, she's a class soccer player. She's straight-A student. She had him down and was straddling him like you'd ride a sled down the hill. And his little arms and legs are flailing.
It's like the kid in Christmas Story, right?
Oh, yay! My gosh. You know, and then she turns and she looks at me. And she has this look on her face, and I went, oh, my gosh, these kids are competitive. And they are. So, anyway, so we came back home. We turned around and came back home. It was a great day. Went out to Tempanyaki. And had people throw Brussels sprouts at our face.
The kids love that, by the way.
Oh, they loved it. Oh, my gosh, they loved that. Almost as much as I do.
Yeah, well, looking at the radar that morning, it was like up through the canyon. And that area, up right around Castella. And then when you clear Dunsmuir and start up the grade to Mount Shasta City, it can get pretty. That's the reason they check.
Oh, my
gosh. People get on that grade and they just kind of slide right off the road.
And going up over Buckhorn, too. Now, remember we were talking yesterday about water in the dam?
Yeah, why are they letting it all out?
Well, you know what? This is what I really, 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 really like about our listeners. Sungold, instead of just thinking about it.
Made some calls?
Made some calls. No, and she, not only did she make calls, but as soon as I find it, I will read it to you what she had here. Because it was an explanation, and it was a good explanation.
Is it a fishy explanation?
No, not at all. This is it. This is from Sungold. Now, if people have a second, and I will read it to you. This is why water is still going out of the dam. And this is from, I contacted this gentleman over the weekend. Oh, and so she had already been wondering about it. He sent her this email. Since January 2015, Shasta has received just under 33 inches of rain, well below the average total of 62. The December Shasta has received 10 inches of rainfall to date. However, due to extremely dry conditions on the shoreline and drainage basins, inflows in the Shasta Lake have been minimal. We typically need for 4 to 5 large storm events to saturate the surrounding areas, which is kind of what you said yesterday, around Shasta Lake before the inflows significantly pick up. As a result, Shasta has only gained 3.5 feet in storage this month. Today's storms have caused inflows to begin to slightly increase. Hopefully, we will continue to receive additional storms. Last December, Shasta received over 22 inches in the same period, which significantly caused increases in Shasta Lake. In fact, by contrast, last December, Shasta gained 48 feet in the same period on this day.
Mm.
So we're still behind.
Yes.
While this was a positive start to last year's winter rain season, the storm events quickly dried up. Remain optimistic about the average above average water precipitation. As far as your inquiry about water not being stored, we are storing available inflows and have cut release from Keswick Dam to 4,000 cubic feet per second, just above the minimum winter river.
That's the part. The minimum river used to be somewhere right around 1,000 or so, but in order to protect some fish or other, they keep it up around 4,000, and that's draining the tank.
Sungold, thank you so much, Sonny.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really cool. She sent that to me yesterday, which kind of explains what's going on so it's what you're seeing is that it's not, you know, they're not just completely, they're taking it out at the minimum, and they just haven't got the water yet. But hopefully, in the next few weeks, we will hit our, can you imagine, it was 45 feet higher last year than it is now?
Yeah.
You know, and of course, driving by Lake Shasta yesterday, and it was, it's down.
It's quite the bathtub ring.
Okay, hey, look, we got to take a break here. Today, we're going to be having Nick Webb's going to come on at 8 o'clock. The reason I wanted to have Nick come back again, because he was talking this he was talking about healthcare, and he lectures all over the world on subjects like this, on the future of healthcare, and he's you know, he lives right here in Reading. He's in town for a couple of weeks because man's always gone. So I want to use his what he sees as the future here, and I want to argue with him a little bit about it. And I'd like to have other people maybe challenge him on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, if you because, don't live their way, yeah, they penalize you.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's you know that he what he's talking about is healthcare is that if you're a you're going to be punished here in the future. And I would like to love to be able to talk to him about that. And we will. Okay, 7:16 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. In the top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row, their cardiac unit is in the top 50 nations. So when you look at it like that and you look at how long they've been in business, you ask yourself, why not Shasta Regional Medical Center? They treat people well. We'll be right back.
Your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
The holidays are on us at Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Reading Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance. Subject to prior sale ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from your friends and neighbors at Reading Electric Utility. On behalf of all REU employees, we wish you a safe and joyous holiday season filled with peace, health, and quality time with loved ones. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you this past year, and we will strive to keep 2016 shining bright. For energy savings information and holiday safety tips, visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when he stays through. Yes, I'll admit.
Take your passion.
Hi,
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical,
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Linda's got the kids and the grandkids. Her mission in the morning is breakfast. And, of course, Jennifer, my daughter, helps out with that. And in fact, Ashlyn, the granddaughter, helps out with that, too. 7:23 in the morning here on December 22nd. Okay, have you got everything? Has everybody got everything for Christmas yet? No, of course not. You can't be a man and have everything done already.
And Amazon overnight just makes it that much worse, you know.
So. Yeah, you know what? And so, you know, women have been shopping all year. It's not fair. And yet they're still shopping. My wife, my kids were out yesterday because we got down to the restaurant too early. So we had an hour to kill. So off we run. Okay, now this is the way my life and Vince's life is. So the guys go out shopping. So we walk in, we see what we want. Okay, it's ours. We turn around and walk out. The girls. And do we have anything in our hands though? No, we don't have anything. Why? Because Jennifer has the credit card.
Ah.
And Vince's credit card, he goes, "Oh, wait a minute, I haven't even activated it yet." So, but he needs a PIN number to activate. Of course, Jennifer's got the PIN number. Anyway, it's a long story.
He got that bumper sticker. Driver carries no cash. He's married.
Right. He's married, right? So we come out, and so we run into the girls, and they're everywhere. They've got stuff. Zoe's Travel Shop, by the way, over at Mount Shasta Mall.
Oh yeah,
Mall.
Yeah.
If you've not been there, my friends, and you're looking for some really cool things to put underneath the tree, go see Zoe's Travel Shop. Tell them Carl sent you. Tell them Linda sent you. Just tell them you heard it here. Just go on over there. No, we don't have they're not advertising with us.
They did.
But Zoe is the daughter, but it is. I tell you what, they are just loaded with great stuff over there. I mean, if you're looking for something and for people that are hard to shop for, this is the place to go to. And if you travel at all, head to Zoe's Travel Shop in Mount Shasta Mall.
Yeah, they used to be with us, and I remember with the darling young, very poised young lady came in to do the commercial.
Yeah, that was it was last year, and we were getting ready to go on a trip, and all types of things. Anyway, but something you can get is, how about this? How about a certificate for a concealed carry class from Northern Firearms Instruction?
Give them a call. Keeps on giving.
No, that's right. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. Teaches classes all the time, women-only classes. Of course, co-ed classes, hunter safety, all of these things at Northern Firearms Instruction. And it is a gift that keeps on giving. And you can get gift certificates, and why not give one for somebody? It's good for it's good forever. I say that, it's good forever. If he says, well, it's only good for a year, you tell him Carl said it's good forever to go down and take that basic CCW course. If they already have it. Tell them you want to sign them up for the February advanced course, which is a really great course to get into. It takes you up to that next level and be able to protect yourself and your loved ones.
You know, maybe it's an East Coast thing, but I was listening to – in the morning we listened to BBC to get the other viewpoint and NPR and all that. And they were doing a story about how Americans since San Bernardino are living in more fear. And I look around this area and I go, We are living in fear. We're a little more alert.
Yeah, you know what I'm doing? I'm carrying extra ammo.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. You know, how's it changed, Carl? I put another clip on my belt, you know, just in case there's more than two or three, you know. So it's just like, and you know what? People are not living in fear here. People are going out. When I sit there and I ask people, why are you getting your concealed carry? To protect myself and my loved ones. Are these people afraid? No, they're not afraid. What they are taking responsibility for their lives. Now, look at Virginia today is announcing they have cut off the reciprocity, you know, with other states, with 25 other states. They used to be able to, if you had a concealed carry, you could carry in Virginia, too. They had these reciprocal agreements other states. They're cutting out 25 states. And I thought at first, okay, liberal, and it is. He's a liberal attorney general, and their governor, of course, McAuliffe, is a liberal Democrat. But I see why they're doing it. They said their standards, and they don't say it to the end, their standards aren't as high as our standards for our state for issuing. Now, they didn't cut everybody out. They left states in there like Texas and a number of other states who had the same requirements. And they said, we don't want people that have a concealed carry license from another state or residents that may have it. Well, I'm not sure how Virginia works. If you live in California, I mean, you can't come in from Nevada and get a concealed carry license.
Right.
You can't do that. I mean, just you have to live here. Same thing with Virginia. They're saying is we don't want people to be armed in this state that can be stalkers or abusers or have felonies, where they say these states don't have the requirements as stringent as ours. And they cut these guys out, but they left Texas and six other states in. I think I can understand that.
Yeah.
You know, look, unless you're going to have requirements as strong as ours. So what this tells me is we need a national right to carry, concealed carry license, and we need our congressman to say that. Mm-hmm. Let's just use the California model. I think everybody thinks that California, you know, we're right up there when it comes to gun control. And we make it, and you just make it so that if you follow the same requirements that the state of California does, of course, the state of California's got 51 counties that have different ones too. Mm-hmm. So, but if they come up with one thing that says you got to have so many hours of training, you got to have background, and you have to be investigated, you have to renew it every year, and renewing it every year could just be going down to your county sheriff. Yeah. And just going back in, and they just do another check on you or something like that, you know, but that it has to be renewed. But then you could carry in every state. And you've got a clear background. You don't have any of these things going on.
Two things come to mind, though. I would support that, except the idea that that's going to require a national registration because you have to list your weapons on the form. The other thing is,
need to list your weapons. It's just in California.
Hmm.
Other states, no, they don't care. They give you a right to carry. They don't care what you carry. It's California's way of getting your weapons into a database.
Yeah.
So they know that
I have a problem with.
Yeah, I have a problem with that too because they come to my house and they say, "Okay, I know that you have these, you know, these three weapons." Okay. So if you've got these three, what other three do you have?
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
the other thing is that you know in your heart that this will have a fee attached to it of some absurd amount of money that will make it, as Payush Dhanuka says, the only people in India who have guns are the rich ones, are the extremely wealthy, the criminals, and the politicians, which are usually all one and the same.
They're all one and the same. That's what he said, and he's absolutely right. So, you know, we go back again to, you know, Americans being able to arm themselves to protect themselves from both crime and a tyrannical government. And people go, our governments won't be tyrannical. Of course they will be. Look how much they've changed since your grandfather's been around. If you asked your grandfather right now, what was going on, if today's government would be like overbearing compared to what it was when he was a young man, of course he'd say that it is. Oh my gosh, they're intruded into everything. They can read my mail. They can read my mail. They can listen to my conversations. They'd be crazy. Grandparents would be crazy. And so what is our grandchildren going to say? What's my grandson, Michael, going to say when he's 40 years old and and the government is on him like an elephant sitting on his chest.
We did a story on Boomer Tech last weekend about, and it actually garnered a little bit of email for us about how this CIA NSA grade surveillance equipment is being made available to local law enforcement agencies. They can put a black they can put a black box in a van that will simulate a cell tower, and they park it near the area of interest, and it logs in every cell phone in the area. And it's a mass sifting of data. And right now, this thing falls through the cracks. It is a mass surveillance program, and there's really no oversight on it. But it's a real interesting story.
Wow. Okay, hey, it's 7:30 in the morning here on the 22nd of December. 47 degrees out there, going up to, what, 49 today or 54?
Today actually is going to push 60.
Okay, high today is going to be 60 degrees. Wow, we are warming up here. Going to go up to 60 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about not only that, but Bo Bergdahl and Lindsey Graham. And plus, did Trump really say... Did he really use a Yiddish term describing what happened to Hillary Clinton during the debate? I don't even think I can use that term on the on the radio. In fact,
I won't Yiddish use words. It. I absolutely.
I tell you what, this it's. It, but I saw it in print, and I'm like, did he really say that? We'll be right back.
Who sings a love song as we go along?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
What could that man sing?
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
26 minutes before 8 o'clock here on the 22nd of December. I hope everybody's having a great Christmas week. You know, I see and hear that some of the people are having, that people are having Christmas early because their family, because they're spreading, they're spending time with their families in different spots here. So they have a Christmas up north, and then they come back down.
It's called a hopscotch Christmas, and we're doing it.
Well, you know, it's but you want to spend it with your family. So, you know, you travel to them, and everybody kind of has an early Christmas. I think that's great. I really do. I think that's fine. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. That's your place to get great coffees at Espresso Joe's. And not only that, but you can get gifts from there with all types of coffees that you can buy or coffee-making equipment, and, of course, wines and beer and all these different things. The other thing you do then is you walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, and you have a humidor, a walk-in humidor that is just very, very excellent. You can't get any better than that. All types of tobacco accessories, lighters, pipes, everything, anything you can imagine. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business that does so much for our community, and they are in the festive spirit. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's, and not only that, they've been our sponsor since the very first show I ever did on August the 4th, 2007.
Mm.
Wow.
I may have to start shopping there more because my coffee dealer of choice in Hawaii has priced themselves completely. They've gone Neiman Marcus on me.
I'm telling you what, you can get it there. I bet if you ask them that Shelley can get you that coffee at a real reasonable price. I know it's that you know, Kona on the sides of the picked by trained orangutans
or something
like that. Okay, let's go to the phones. Coach.
Good morning, Colonel. You want to hear a funny story?
I'm always up for a funny story.
I don't know how ironic it is, but I'll let you be the judge. I'm down in San Francisco Saturday night at Union Square, close to Neiman Marcus, by the way.
Yes.
And I'm eating dinner at Lefty O'Doul's Hofbräu on Geary Street, just a half a block away from the Union Square. And they got all those TVs going. It's a sports bar, okay, to be sure. They must have 20, 30 TVs going on in there, and I'm sitting right over by the bar eating my dinner. And all of a sudden, the Democrat debate came on three of the TVs. And as soon as that thing came on, they switched it over to some college basketball games. And I thought, how ironic is this in downtown San Francisco that I would witness anybody turning off the Democrat debate? I thought it was just great.
I think it's just great, too. But here's, you know what? I'm not trying to one-up you there, but a couple years ago, I was in San Francisco down on the square down there where all the, you know, the shopping is and everything. And there was a guy, there's two or three people there, and they were holding a sign that had, it was bigger than them. And it said, "Impeach Obama now." And I thought, Union Square, come on, this is in San Francisco.
And they survived.
And people were, it wasn't like a lot of people were, going, yeah, right on, but they had this out there. And I thought, well, you know what, there's at least some people here that, have a strong feeling against him. But that was funny. I like that. Everybody just switched it over. Oh, no, we just don't need to see this.
They just switched it over. Not that you could have heard it anyway, but, I mean, it's a noisy place, but still,
it
was pretty entertaining that they turned it off and turned it over to sports. That was great. I just loved it. And I wanted to share that with you.
Well, Merry Christmas, Coach Bob.
Same to you.
You have a
same
good
to
one
both
there.
Of you. You All bet. Of you. You too, Bad Bob. Bye-bye.
Bye. This year, it's kind of like I'm really happy the kids are here. It changes, it changes everything.
It changes the dynamics.
Sorry.
The Christmas.
And it's
what it's about, man.
It is what it's about. And, we've gone out and rang the bell. And again, I say ringing the bell is not necessarily for the people you're helping, but I think it's really good for you to do that. Angel is called. She's on her way out there to be ringing bells today. Angel, let us know where you're going to be at so maybe we can stop by. But last night, because we were going to Mount Shasta Mall, you couldn't get out of the sound of bells outside because they're surrounding the Mount Shasta Mall, and I think that's just great. There's people out there, they're just not going to have a good Christmas.
No.
And we're very fortunate. When you think about it, you think about how fortunate we are. And Then he gets into this the thing about our homeless people, and then he gets into the and it gets into the problems we're having in our town here. But our problems in this town here, we've got homelessness. But people can get fed. They can get medical attention. They, you know, it's rough. And there's got to be a better way of doing this problem. I'm sure there is. I mean, we're wasting money when we could be doing it smartly and maybe, you know, find some ways of getting people the help they need for the mentally disturbed and all these, like we talked about yesterday. But when you think about it, the way we live here in our country and the fact that we're safe. And we can talk about San Bernardino and you can talk about this. But when it gets down to it, do we worry about people kicking in our door at night from the government and trying to kill us? Do we worry about that?
I have heightened awareness, but
I mean, is the Reading Police Department going to kick in your door for no reason except because you've said something?
In this country, no.
No. Do you turn on the water? When you turn on the water, do you have water there?
Yeah.
And it's clean and you can drink it?
A lot of places can't say that. Yeah. You've been to several of them.
I've been to many, many of them like that. And I think about what's available in this country and how good this country is. And I hate to see the fact that we're just kind of tearing each other apart and getting after each other and calling each other names and that not being able to pull together. I mean, we've got some problems in the country. If we just pull together, we can fix this thing in a year. We're not going to fix the budget deficit in a year. And I'm not looking out there Pollyannish on some of these other things. But I think if the country got together and we weren't in the factions like, hardcore Republicans, hardcore Democrats, black caucuses, white caucuses, Asian caucuses, Hispanic caucuses. What about just American caucus? And do what's right for America. That would be my gift. If I could give a gift to America, because America's been very, very good to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was born a free man in this society. Part of the reason I was born a free man is because relatives of mine all the way back from the time they came here fought for freedom, all the way through the Civil War, keeping the, one side trying to keep the nation together, the other side not trying to do that. My father and my mother fought in World War II and gave us this opportunity to be free. And if I could give anything to this country, it would be, maybe a reset on the button, like you could, almost like a computer.
Yeah.
Where we all kind of start off again, kind of say, okay, let's everything until now, let's just let that one go. And let's get together and move and forge forward. There would be nothing that could stop this.
Suddenly
country.
The young bloods are playing in my head. You know, come on, there, people, smile on your brother, everybody gets
yeah,
together.
Yeah, well, okay, you know, like I know it's Pollyannish maybe, but wouldn't it be, if I could give a present to the United States, it would be a reset.
Yeah.
Let's reset and let's work together here.
Remember the days right after 9/11? The months.
Yeah. Something like that. And even
I don't want something of that magnitude to hit us.
We shouldn't have to. It should be something like this. We need whoever is going to be president to be the great, maybe the great healer or the great, somebody that can get everybody together. That's what I'm kind of looking for. And, this thing about, there's ways of handling illegal immigration. There's ways of handling immigration, legal immigration, and migrants and refugees. There's ways. Our country is too smart. Look at all the things that we've accomplished in this country. And yet we have people that, they actually believe that the government will has killed hundreds of thousands of people in these deals. Sandy Hook's not real. That kids weren't killed there, there were no planes really crashing into the buildings but there's nobody in those planes and the Pentagon never happened and all this. Okay, let's just get by all that. And if Obama wasn't born in the United States, nobody's been able to prove it, so let go of that one. Just let go of those things. And look, what can we do to go move forward? If the state of Jefferson is a way to do it, okay, fine. But, there isn't one person here. I talked to Modi yesterday. He said, we're so far underrepresented and would get behind anything for something like that, to have that fair representation. If they could bring back, through the courts and bring back a senator for every county. I mean, that would give us fair representation.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody, and it's human nature, I guess, that you want to blame some single solvable problem or reason for all your problems, and then it gives you something to focus your angst on. But there's multiple things going on, and there is no simple solution.
There isn't. There's no simple solution. Okay, I want to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about wolves in Siskiyou County. Have made their appearance. They've and what the Endangered Species Act means for that. But also Bull Bergdahl is going in front of a general court-martial. General court-martial can put you in jail for a long time. Is that what should happen to Bull Bergdahl? I don't know. What do you think? I'm going to tell you what I think, though, when we come back right after these messages. This portion of our show, though, is brought to you by our friends out at Mighty Fine Foods. Has got it all out there. Full deli, full butcher shops, locally owned, locally operated by a father-son team on the corner of 299 and Deschutes. You're not going to do any better out there when you're trying to buy meat. Right there at Mighty Fine Foods, the corner of 299 and Deschutes. It is a quarter till 8 here on the 22nd of December. Take us out, Bob.
Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There's a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott. Linda has got kid and grandkid duty today. It is 12 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 22nd of December. It's 47 degrees, going up to almost 60 today. Wow. And it's going to start clearing up until Christmas Day will be bright and sunshiny, which means that Santa can be making it all on Christmas Eve out there. This portion of the show, though, is where I am giving away Jay Leno tickets. Look, I know that Reading is a last-minute town. I know we wait to the last second to do things like, you know, get tickets, to show up, in some cases, and some people get married, you know, all these things. We have tickets for Jay Leno. The minimum that these are going to be are $55 a piece. You're getting them free. You get two of them. So that's worth over $100. Think of this as what a great birthday present, or what a great present for somebody to say, hey, we're going to go see Jay Leno on March 26th at the Civic Auditorium. All you have to do is call me.
Operators are standing by.
Operators are standing by. That's right. 530-605-4567. Start calling. And I will take as many people that call. I will put your name down here. And then on Thursday, we will draw
the name. With the chin.
We will draw the name. And it's a stand-up act, comedy. He's got it all right there. So just give us a call at 605-4567. Or if you'd rather send an email, send it to Molly at KCNR1460.com. And say, all you have to put on it is Leno tickets. And I hope Molly knows this, that she's not just throwing those away. No, I'm just kidding. Molly knows. Give us a call, 605-4567, and just keep calling. Just keep calling us. And if the phones are busy, call us some more. And we will be awarding these tickets on Thursday, on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve. Keep calling. Keep calling. If those lines are busy, just keep calling. Please, come on. Hallelujah. Keep calling in. All right. Two things. Bull Bergdahl is going to a general court-martial. Let me tell you what courage is. Courage is in that general. Courage is in that general who said he's going to a general court-martial, because you know the Obama administration and Department of Defense did not want that to happen. They wanted it to be a special court-martial, which would then give him a chance of getting out with, a lot lesser degrees of punishment. A general court-martial means this man can go to jail for life. And he's being tried for desertion, which is probably like a five-year term, but also misbehavior in the face of the enemy, which can put him in jail for life. People go, oh, gosh, he's been held as a prisoner for 5 years by the Taliban. Brought on by himself. Excuse me. He packed up all of his gear, put on civilian clothes, and left. And why? Oh, I was going to go 20 miles down the road to tell my commanding officer things were not going well here. Really? You were getting ready to go there the next day. The whole unit was going. And you're telling me this? Other people are saying he was heading for the mountains. Wanted to go off to Pakistan. Well, fine. It's not going to work. Bo Bergdahl, he's going to trial in a general court-martial. The general who made that decision's career ended right there. Unless he can hang on to another administration. His career was over right then. So what?
I'm going to make a prediction.
What?
Can a president give a pardon to a serviceman?
He could, but he won't. He won't. Because that would just be too much. But he could. What they're going to do is they're going to find him guilty. They're going to give him a dishonorable discharge. They'll probably put him in jail for 6 months. Or an undesirable discharge. They're going to give him something. They've got to. Because people did risk their lives. They did risk their lives to find this guy. Maybe nobody was killed. We'll never know. How about how many were wounded? How many went out just on patrols to try and find him outside the wire, as they say? We're getting a lot of phone calls coming in. Keep calling. 605-4567. You could be the one to win two tickets to the Jay Leno Show March 26th. We're going to draw the winner. This Thursday, Trish Clark is going to draw the winner. Trish and Linda will be drawing on Thursday, and they will draw the winner. So give us some more phone calls, 605-4567. Come on in. And you know what? Not only that, you could probably get a blessing. What do you think? We should and bless you for doing this. All right. Now let's go on to the next thing. Old Bergdahl. Wolves have started killing calves in Siskiyou County. Let me tell you how happy that's making Siskiyou County ranchers. You know why? Because you can't do anything about it. Yeah, that's right. You know why? Because they're endangered. And if they're endangered, you can't shoot them. You can't shoot them to protect your property. Probably if they were chasing your child, you could probably, you know, like, you know, put on a funny face and try to scare them away. No, I think if they're, real frankly, if they were chasing my child or my dog, I would have to make that choice. And then I would put the three S's in there, which was, you know, what those are, shoot, shovel, and shut up, those things. But this is what I'm hearing. Did you know that sometimes the government puts tracking devices on these wolves? Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, that's how they...
No, no, I'm not talking the collar. That sometimes
these
wolves are microchipped, and then they are even more, maybe a little transmitter that they can find them. Huh? Huh? What about that? Sports fans. So they go, how'd they find that dead wolf? There it is.
They'll go mounting it on your mantelpiece.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Anyway, they've started killing. And here's the thing is, I understand the part about endangered species. I don't see as wolves as being an endangered species, but there's only that one pack. And people aren't too excited about it in that one pack because, you know, there's five of them. But what happens when it's 12 packs? And wolves go for I think it's what it is, a mountain lion does a deer a week. And there's like 15,000 mountain lions in the States. And now we're going to introduce another predator up at the apex. Yeah. So the question is that do we need – how many more predators do we need? And then is the grizzly – and I like that Jimmy. Jimmy says, well, are we going to be introducing the grizzly? I'm just getting notes here. The answer to that is – no, it's too late now. Bob.
Okay.
The answer is it's too late now because I got another guest coming in. So thank you. Anybody still wants to get tickets to, by the way, for the Mark or the Jay Leno show, give us a call, 605-4567. No, it's and I don't know if it's going to be what's going to happen, but if they don't have any natural predators, you can't hunt them. Then they're going to expand, and they're going to expand quickly. You know, as the pack gets older, the males will start heading off into different directions, and then other females will show up. And pretty soon you're going to have, instead of one pack, you're going to have five packs. Look what's happened in Yellowstone and the other states. They now have numerous packs, in fact, so many that they are able to hunt them in other states. That's how fast they procreate because they have no natural enemies. But the one thing they do have is this food source. And the food source is deer and elk. But when that runs out, when that gets slow, you've got all this cattle out there. Now, I have a friend, and I'm close to, who's argued about, hey, look, if you're on federal land, and a wolf takes an animal, so what? That's your problem. That's not on your private property. What do you think about that one? That's the $1,500 because it's, you know, you've leased the land, but if the wolf takes it on federal property, land you've leased, you haven't fenced that land. Anybody can use it. Then you know that's your problem, and you know that they will pay you if your animal is taken by a wolf. If you can find the animal. In this case, they said they saw it, and this one guy saw it, and they went back. The calf carcass was gone because the wolves took it away. What happens? You know, you have 100 cows, and you have 40 calves out there, and the next time you come out, now you've got 35 calves, and you can't find them, or you find one of them that's been eaten, but the other ones are gone. So how do you tell the government that I just lost, you know, $6,000 worth of calf? Bob.
Yeah, well, ranchers appear to be in bad odor with those in charge of the government anyway now, of course. They want us to stop eating meat in the first place. So.
Yeah. Not the wolves.
Yeah, well, they want humans to stop eating meat because it's allegedly, you know, bad for us, factors into health care.
Well, what it is that they use water, and that means lots of land and for raising cattle, and they want you on the – what you keep telling me they want us on a corridor. They want to push everybody in a corridor.
Wildlife can't have, corridors, yes.
Cattle on corridors. All right, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. A huge sale is still going on. You still, my friends, this is only Tuesday. Run down there to see what's left. And Leonard has got lots of baubles. Ask him, say, hey, look, I want to see what's in the safe. I know you've got that secret stuff back there. The secret stuff back in the safe. at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great deals going on out there. It's a full-service jewelry shop. He has got the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. It's right there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the road from Sierra Gibbs. And they're open 9:30 to 4 all through Christmas into Christmas Eve. And there is a chance, that final chance, at 3:50 to walk in there on Christmas Eve, 10 till 4, and get that special present for your loved one. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindabad, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
I'm Bob Agnew. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl has made his first appearance before a military judge to face charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. Bergdahl was arraigned today at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. During a short hearing, he deferred entering a plea and did not decide whether he wants to face a court-martial with a jury or one with just a judge. If convicted at a general court-martial, Bergdahl could get life in prison. Britain says it's sending troops to Afghanistan's Helmand province, a former head of the British Army there. Lord Dannett telling Britain Sky News that the Taliban regained the province only after British forces turned it over to Afghan troops.
They chose to prioritize six other areas around the country for their main effort against the Taliban. And if you've chosen not to prioritize somewhere, and the enemy has chosen to prioritize, you're going to get an adverse set of circumstances.
The UK has 450 troops in Afghanistan as part of NATO's ongoing training missions. Arkansas State Police say three people were killed, at least seven were injured in a separate chain reaction crash on Interstate 49. Arkansas State Police spokesman Bill Sadler.
It's believed that fog may have caused the first vehicle to slow, and then that caused the chain reaction collision on both sides of the interstate.
State police say the first collision happened close to midnight last night when a tractor trailer slowed down, probably because of the fog, and then was rear-ended. GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump told a crowd in Grand Rapids, Michigan last night he disagrees with the massive spending bill passed by the GOP-led Congress before it pulled out of town for the Christmas break.
You saw that piece of garbage omnibus that they just passed, which is a disgrace. Which is a disgrace, approved by the Republicans, by the way. I'm more angry with the Republicans than I am with the Democrats. At least you know where they're coming from.
Trump also told the crowd that Hillary Clinton lied when she said that ISIS was using video clips of many of his comments about Muslims as a recruiting tool. On Wall Street right now, the Dow doing well. It's up about 40 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Hey, want to step into my cough cloud?
Your what?
Baby, when I cough, I expel a cloud of droplets that hangs in the air all around me. It's wet, wild, and potentially virus-filled. And it's big enough for two.
Ugh, cough clouds are sick. So take Robitussin DM Max. It soothes your throat and delivers fast, powerful cough relief. Robitussin, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
With Christmas now just 3 days away, the National Weather Service forecaster Brian Hurley says warm weather continues to persist in the east.
It got a little cooler, probably closer to normal over the weekend, but we're moderating and certainly going to be much warmer here in the next few days. Temperatures 20 to 30 plus degrees above normal.
No matter how much people dream about it, Hurley says, folks living in the eastern part of the country will not be getting a white Christmas this year. Another E. coli outbreak, this one tied to Chipotle restaurants. Again, the CDC's Dr. Ian Williams says the two outbreaks hitting a number of those restaurants shows that the bacteria is being introduced well before the produce ever gets to the stores.
Contamination can happen really from farm all the way to fork to the point of production. And we know, since we're seeing multiple restaurant locations, it's not at the point of service. It's not at the restaurant, so it's got to be upstream from that.
The latest outbreak spread across three states. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The 3-year-old daughter of a woman suspected of plowing a car into a crowd of pedestrians on the Las Vegas Strip on Sunday being cared for now by Child Protective Services. Meanwhile, Sheriff Joe Lombardo with Clark County says the car's driver refused to stop as she was deliberately hitting people on the sidewalk.
The suspect, Lakeisha Holloway, repeatedly drove her car over pedestrians. Some jumped on her car and ran up to the window and banged on it trying to get her to stop, but she didn't.
She's now facing murder charges. Elon Musk has something to smile about today.
8, 7.
Two things,
six,
really. Yesterday, five, his company SpaceX four, did this, getting back three, into the business of launching
two,
satellites.
1, 0.
With the successful deployment of its first satellite since last summer when they had an accident. Even better, though, the safe return of the 15-story leftover booster rocket. It landed vertically at Cape Canaveral, Florida, a giant leap forward toward Musk's vision of reusable rockets. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the newspaper of the air and the truth teller of the North State, the Cosmo.
I'm still wrapping my brain around that one.
Well, you know, it's kind of like the Cosmopolitan. When you go through, you know, you go through the line, you see the Cosmopolitan, and it gets so embarrassing. I put my hand over the eyes of my 13-year-old granddaughter, saying, "Don't look at that. Don't look at that magazine. Don't look at the cover and the things they're talking about." I mean, how many different ways can you use the word orgasms? So, 6 after 8 in the morning, right here, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like today there, Bad Bob?
Well, a little updated weather report. Rain showers this morning around the valley, then sunshine in the afternoon. The high will still be around 60 degrees. Wind's not as bad as we'd been worried about 10 miles an hour or so. It'll clear up tonight, a sunny Wednesday on tap, then more rain coming in Wednesday night and Thursday, then clear for your Christmas Day. Right now in Reading, we are showing about 47 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business that has won awards for hiring veterans. This portion of the show is another veteran-owned business, Alliance Heating and Air. You're hearing what, you know, it's just not going to get any better as the weather goes. It's just going to keep getting colder. How is your heater working? How is your heating system working? Are all the ducts working the way they should be? Are the filters clean? Is it even working well? Well, the only way you're going to find out is by calling Martin and his people over at Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State for last year. And they'll be voted best in the North State probably this year because they are the best in the North State, probably the best maybe even in California. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Martin and Alliance Heating and Air are the ones that work on our system when it needs it. And they come out and make sure it's working great. Okay, I'm sitting here across the table with Nick Webb. What did I say yesterday? I was trying to say it on the commercial, and I kept screwing it up. I said, inventor extraordinaire.
I love that.
The man that goes, that invents anything from a potato peeling machine that you hold in your hand to something that goes into your eye so you can see better. Bob.
I was just thinking it would be useful at this point, Carl, get a little backstory because we know where Nick is at now. But where'd you come from? How'd you get to this point in your life, man?
Yeah, well, right. You just took off my first question on my list of things here, but that's a good question. How did Nick Webb become Nick Webb?
Well, I think I started where a lot of people that get into the world that I get into by being diagnosed as being educationally handicapped.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. And it's funny for me now because I travel literally around the world. I speak at 45 events worldwide. And I'm looking at this esteemed audience of, you know, there isn't a person in the room that doesn't have graduate degrees and so
PhDs.
On. Yeah, right,
yeah,
right. So, you know, early on in my life, now I think they would probably call it ADD and dart me with all kinds of exciting medicines to bring me into obedience, right?
And it would have, you know, just ended you right there.
Yeah, probably, right?
Maybe, I mean, Nick Webb's going by me on the street here collecting garbage.
Exactly. So, you know, look, I tried to leverage my attention deficit disorder, and what I've come to realize is that it's really about attention deficit disorder. It's not that you're not concentrating on things, you're overly concentrating on things. So the nature of my worldview forced me to be involved in lots of different things. I started, my first job out of college was with a company called Star Surgical, and I invented a line of products that wound up being shockingly successful. And it gave me this notion early on in my 20s that I was able to invent stuff. And since then, I think I'm at 46, 47 patents now. I've been to the world's smallest medical implants, educational toys, construction sets, and all kinds of interesting things. So it's been a weird role. I started writing about 10 years ago, and my first book, Innovation Playbook, was picked up by the world's largest publisher and has done extremely well. And that's been 6-7 books ago. I have 3 books coming out in 2016. So, yeah, that's it. Just, poking around, and things just sort of fortuitously have worked out.
Just poking around. Yeah. You know, one of the things that happened, are we sure the chat room's working? Yep, okay, it's just slow today. All right.
Yeah.
Nick, you were talking last time about healthcare.
Yeah.
And you had some really ideas that I had not heard before. I mean, kind of I'd heard them, but not put down in such a concise manner that you're saying. And we talked about healthcare, and the fact is like what Obamacare has done to healthcare today has been, in my opinion, in many cases, has been just, I mean, a total failure. I mean, there are parts of Obamacare that I think could work and need to be kept in there.
Yeah.
You know, something as simple as the pre-existing conditions. If you know, I know of people that when they change jobs, their insurance didn't cover that.
Yeah.
And I never understood that. But anyway, but there's other things that, you know, healthy young families are paying 2 to 3 times as much in deductibles. It's hard on them to do things like this. You probably saw a lot of this coming when Obamacare was on the rolls and coming through here. But you've come up with some ideas about what you see in the future that could have a severe impact on people.
Yeah. Well, almost 15 years ago, I wrote the book, The Cost of Being Sick. And I can remember one blogger writing saying, oh, my God, Nicholas is writing this sensational, ridiculous book that is so sensational that it's really designed just to sell books. And unfortunately, the 6 or 7 predictions that I made in that book all came true because, truthfully, they were obvious. Yet people were so much involved in thinking about the machinery of healthcare system that they didn't look at it from its big picture. So if you think about Obamacare, look, we live in the most wealthy nation in the world. I believe personally, it's my own personal belief, that we should be able to provide affordable health care to everyone. So I don't disagree with that premise. The problem is that the idea that we have a health care crisis that's articulated by describing it as a lack of access to treatment intervention is absolutely, totally false. We don't have a treatment access problem in this country. We have an overutilization problem in this country. 70 to 80% of every dime that's spent in healthcare is caused by self-inflicted chronic disease. So if you wanted to do this in an intelligent and dosimetric way, you would begin by saying, let's fix the core problem. People are eating their way, drinking their way, smoking their way, and as Dr. Oz would say, setting their way into chronic disease. But you're not going to get elected on that platform, right?
No, you're not going to get elected on saying, hey, look, I'm going to give you great health care unless you're obese, smoke,
right.
Have got high blood sugar and things like this, and then I'm going to punish you for that.
Absolutely.
And then a lot of people are going to look around and go, wait.
Right. But, Carl, think about
it. But, you know, you're right. You know, this whole thing was based on people can't get health care. Oh, they have to go to the emergency rooms.
Right.
They're still flooding the emergency rooms. You know, 2 years after this, they're flooding the emergency rooms.
Right.
And why? Because doctors, a lot of times, you know, they're not taking the Medi-Cal or Medicaid. They don't get paid. I mean, it's tough getting Medicare. It's hard getting Medicare doctors out there without you having to pay them up front.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm at the VA, and I'm looking at medicine from the VA.
Yeah.
I like my doctor. I've had him for 8 years. He sees something like, I forget how many thousand patients a year.
Yeah.
He gets 20 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
And regrettably, he's given no time to be able to talk about prevention and wellness and health. We're in the treatment-centric business. We focus on treating, not on prevention, and we can't afford to continue that.
Here I've got one of our listeners who is, this guy has been with us for a long time, Jimmy. And Jimmy, Merry Christmas out there, buddy. He's home. He's a construction guy. He's coming home for Christmas. His insurance, he says, my insurance doubled this month.
Yeah.
My medical insurance doubled this month. Oh, I guess it's the same thing. And she can't have children, but I'm forced to pay for personal care.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I mean, it isn't. I mean, it's horrible.
What happens is, Carl, though, first of all, healthcare is totally broken. And there are two reasons why healthcare is broken. One is we're not addressing the core cause, which represents 70 to 80%. And that's prevention and wellness. The second one is we have the wrong incentives for doctors. Doctors are incentivized to write drugs, not to keep people healthy.
Okay. That's exactly what I wanted to bring up. How much of this problem is being put out by these obscene amounts of money being spent on this pharmacology?
Do not answer that question because we have to take a break. But we want to talk about that when we come back. And, you know, the thing about it is you know, and you look at things like this one company bought up this one drug and raised the price 500%. Now, the only good thing about that is the guy that did it, they just arrested him for something else.
Yeah, right.
And there he is in his little hoodie being taken off by the feds. And I'm like, oh. What goes around comes around here. Okay, we got to take a break. Our guest, Nick Webb, we're talking healthcare and what it's going to look like in the future. And he thinks it's going to be in the next 5 years, I believe, is what
absolutely.
You said.
Yeah.
And also later on, we're going to be talking millennials.
Yeah.
And and what is going on with the millennial generation? Is it something I'm missing here that started years ago and now it's starting to foist itself upon us?
Yeah.
We'll be right back. It's 8:16 in the morning and 47 degrees out there.
View202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance. Subject to prior sale ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there.
Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mark your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. That's Nicholas Webb in the studio playing the violin. Just one of the things he does.
I want to see Nick dance like Lindsay does, though.
Okay, he doesn't dance like her, though.
Should have brought my ukulele.
Yeah, there you go. It's 8:22 in the morning here. 605-4567 is our phone number. If you have a question for Nick Webb. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 47 degrees out there, going up to almost 60. Today, it's starting to clear up, and by Christmas Day, it will be a clear day. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Okay, it's too late to go out and just buy a gun for Christmas. But you can get a gift certificate for a gun for after Christmas. And there you start off the new year with that new Thompson submachine gun. Okay, I'm just kidding. Of course, I'm just kidding. But you can go out with that new hunting rifle because, you know, the pig seasons are up and all this, or a new shotgun or a new pistol for, you know, you can carry for concealed carry because they have classes there on concealed carry. And also for hunter safety, all of this at Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated, discounts for veterans. These guys do it all for you. Every shooting accessory you could possibly think of, from reloading to range finders, knives, it all. Give them a call at 222-8222, or better yet, just walk in there, tell them you heard it here, and that you want to start off the new year with a new firearm. The best way to start off the year. Remember, you can never have too many guns or too many diamonds. And we have Bastiani Arms and Four Winds Jewelry. What can I say? All right, Nick Webb is our guest here. He's just sitting there just looking at me askance. He's going, oh, geez. Okay.
Did you really just say that?
Did you just really say that?
Seriously?
Hey, you say things that I look at you and go, did he just say that?
I know.
Okay, now, we're talking about health care and how the government is going to punish some for their lifestyle.
Yeah.
Are they going to reward others?
Yeah, so basically, think about it. If you have decided that you need to get $1 million in life insurance, the first thing you do is you try to get to an optimal state of health, because you know that you're going to get blood drawn. They're going to do a lipid profile. They're going to check your blood pressure. They're going to check you for chronic disease. And they're going to look at a complete health history, because they want to mitigate the risk associated with insuring you for your life. This has been well known and well accepted. Well,
they do that. I mean, right. They go through all that, and then they put it in their little paradigms there.
They figure that. So what's going to happen in healthcare is we're going to have health value scores. Now, remember, this isn't maybe going to happen. It's not a matter of a political move, or it's not a matter of anything other than the fact that we have what we call the silver tsunami. We have this massively aging population. We're going to have somewhere around 72 million people over the age of 65 consuming all kinds of hips and drugs and everything else, right?
I'm seeing a lot of older people out there. I'm a little scared that probably by the time I get that age.
It's going to be used up, right? Yeah. So, so look, we got an aging population. We've got 40% of Americans are obese. 3 out of 4 Americans are overweight. Most Americans have one of the 3 chronic diseases, and it's not affordable.
Diabetes.
Hypertension. Diabetes, hypertension, and
high cholesterol.
And high cholesterol.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and those things are things that, I don't know if it's cholesterol, but I imagine it's hypertension and diabetes.
I'm sorry. Diabetes, hypertension, and why am I having a brain fade?
I don't know.
It'll come back to me.
Because you're getting older?
It's too old. Yeah, I mean, totally. I mean, I came in here the other day.
Okay, I wasn't going to say anything this. Like a week ago this day, there's Nick sitting out there, and Linda says, Nick's here. And she had seen your beautiful bride the day before. She said, Nick's going to be on tomorrow. I went, no, he's not. I said, they've got it mixed up because I got him on for this week, today, the 22nd.
So bad.
Nick was there. And luckily, the only thing that saved me was I had a text from Nick that said, hey, I'll see you on the 22nd. And I went, is that you?
Yeah, busted.
And he puts his head down and he walks out.
Whatever.
So, anyway.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
so, yeah, anyway.
But they're preventable is what you're saying.
Absolutely. It's
because people with diabetes, and you start getting into, like, your blood sugar's going up. If you do things like lose weight, exercise, guess what? That blood sugar goes down, and you're no longer pre-diabetic.
Right. Right. So, I mean, these are – so, in other words, the overwhelming majority of the costs of healthcare, 70 to 80%, are preventable. Right. If these people were, you know, crack addicts or heroin addicts, we would have a social disdain for them. Yet we've sort of accepted obesity as being part of the tapestry of America, and we simply have to change it. So, again, there are two things that are in play here. One is the causality, meaning that the people are eating their way and lifestyling their way into needing incredible levels of what we now call gratuitous health care. On the other hand, we have a very dysfunctional health care system.
Gratuitous health care.
Yeah.
I love it. And we have a dysfunctional health system. Why?
Yeah. Well, it's all about incentives, right? So if you go to a doctor, the doctor is incentivized to get you in there and out of there. Most doctors get their pharmaceutical training from the drug reps that come in there. Remember, if you've been practicing for 20 years, everything you know about healthcare is going to a CME course and seeing a drug rep come in and tell you about the miracles of the drug. They have an allopathic, treatment-centric view of the world. Now, that's not, I mean, look, I deal with physicians every day, and there's a lot of great physicians that have the same level of frustration. They don't have the time to be able to do what they want.
Well, that's the other thing, too, because all the record keeping and all this, they're having to hire medical professionals to do coding, but they end up, like my brother-in-law does, working on Sundays to make sure all the coding's right. Otherwise, it just, you know, it's such a mess.
Yeah, and the problem is there's this weird thing, and I learned this early on in my career in healthcare as a device rep for Star Surgical, is, you know, you go to a doctor and you say, yeah, you know, I have a little bit of contrast glare sensitivity when I'm driving at night. So the doctor, the patient asks the doctor, do I need cataracts? And the doctor says, you know, he's thinking, my kids need braces. I make a living doing anterior segment surgery. Do you need cataracts? Look, I mean, that's not to suggest that doctors are doing unnecessary procedures, but the bottom line is that we incentivize them to treat. We incentivize the healthcare system to treat. Unless we change those incentives to at least have an initial gatekeeper that's a wellness gatekeeper that says, look, we can fix this hypertension without drugs. We can fix your diabetes without drugs.
Does this mean something like, okay, you take 10 people, they're pre-diabetic, or they're, you know, or they've got, and the wellness, they check into a wellness clinic? Is this something before, I mean, can you do that? And then we're going to treat you like this, or does their doctor prescribe, this is what I'm prescribing for you, that you do this, and that while you're on this drug, but you're also losing weight.
Right.
What happens when he comes back in 6 weeks and they haven't lost any weight?
Again, this will affect their health value score. They're going to be scored based on, there are variable risk factors and there are non-variable risk factors. If you have cancer or if you have some medical condition that is absolutely not your fault, you will not be punished for it. But we know what medical conditions are driven principally by obesity, for an example. So we have to create, look, if you look at Obamacare and you look at the current tapestry of our healthcare system, it's all about delivering more treatment interventions to more people. Wave one was we scaled up healthcare to the point of the last 10 years, we increased the cost of delivery by 257%, and our population has never been sicker. In fact, do you know what the fourth leading cause of death in America is? Healthcare, right? That's how much healthcare we dole out. So
wait,
much
wait,
we're
wait,
killing
wait,
people.
Wait, wait, wait. point. How can the fourth leading cause of death be healthcare?
We're sending out so many drugs to people that one big problem is what's called polypharmacy, where people mix one drug to another drug.
Yeah, I believe that.
Another one is that we're pulling
overdose of narcotic drugs.
Absolutely, opiates. Infections in hospital, botched surgeries, unnecessary surgeries, and this goes on.
How many people die in hospitals every year? Or from infections they get. I mean, it's just, oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, it's people, it's like thousands and thousands of those that people don't really realize.
Yeah.
We got to take a break here. Dr. Maria's got a good question here. The incentive, how can we incentivize the community to do wellness, non-allopathic type stuff? And the incentive should be great health and living long and lower costs from disease. But you have to incentivize this in such a way, though, that gets them into that. And let's talk a little bit about that when we get back here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by View 202. You've got 2 weeks to listen to Linda, and it ends on the end of December. The brunches with Linda singing with her group, Bruce Kalin and Bernie Baker, ends in 2 weeks. So be out there this weekend from 11 to 1 and listen to Linda sing. It's just beautiful jazz, plus the fact of great food. Great, breakfast out there and brunches and bottomless mimosas out there. Mimosa, of course, is beer and Stella Artois and an orange liqueur. All of this at View 202. Make a reservation, 226-8439. View 202, who, by the way, really helped out on Toys for Tots this year. They're really reaching out in our community. Big shout out to Joe and Pam Chalo. Thank you very much, and we'll be right back after these messages. 8:31 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, going up to 60. Weather always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Christmas is coming next, so Kathy's got gift cards that you can get for the person that has everything. We have a whole bunch of new Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters in for Christmas and ready to go. Kurt and Ricky are delivering kerosene everywhere in the mountains. Cody and Gary are doing a lot in the plant, filling clear pearl for the portable heaters and propane bottles and bulk oil. And thank you to all the customers of ours that use the Muse card locks for trucks, cars, and equipment. Mike Alcorn, the driver of our shiny truck and trailer, has Driver of the Month Award for Cleanest Truck. Robin is doing a great job keeping up with all of our ag customers and corning and deliveries. Joe at Weaverville Plant is very busy filling propane bottles and kerosene. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm, tanks full, and always there before you need us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Welcome back.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero.
Buenos dias.
Were we just
Hola!
Dancing? We were just dancing just now.
We were just dancing. It was kind of really? Like across the table.
Yeah, right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the land of Feliz Navidad.
Jose Feliciano there.
26 minutes until 9 o'clock today on the 22nd of December. People, go on out there. Hey, hit the places like Tobacco and Brew and Bastiani Arms and Four Winds Jewelry and Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guys there. You know you're not going to ever get a better haircut than at Cypress Square Barbershop. The guys there are great barbers, discounts for seniors and veterans, Man's Last Stronghold, a better-known business. You're not going to get any better than that. And you don't have to worry about watching Dr. Phil on TV when you go in there. Catch up on your reading. Listen to what's going on in the world right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. And before Christmas, head on down to the Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy. Like a mini museum in there for our people that have served, with all their photos are on the walls there. Get a hug when you walk in and great breakfast or lunch. All this at Classic Cafe. Our guest is Nick Webb, and I'm getting a lot of comments in here, Nick.
Uh-oh.
Things like they wanted to put my daughter on these drugs, and I refused. And now she's two credits away or a couple credits away from graduating from college, not on drugs, no alcohol problems. And the other things, too. And I had a bonus kid. I'm sure all the teachers would have loved to suggest to put her on meds. She is an amazing young woman now. She just needed time.
Yeah.
Because some, you know, the kids go at a different time. But you know what? I don't know. Nick, I'm older than you guys. Not a lot older. But I'm older
I
than
don't
you.
Know. Maybe.
Maybe. Just, you know, just a little bit. But here's my one. I don't remember ADD.
Yeah, right.
Back when I was growing up, I don't remember problems in class because they were handled, or that maybe the kids just, I don't know if things changed that dramatically, and I'll say it in 50 years.
You know,
I mean, since I was 8 years old.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I remember having a moment about 3 years ago. You know, when I was in school, my identical twin brother and I were never interviewed by a school psychologist, and we were said, you know, you guys aren't doing that great in school. While the other kids are looking at the chalkboard, you're kind of looking out the window. And so they put us in a room up with severely retarded children. And my parents got us out, and at that time we were able to actually do some coursework at the local college. And I remember 3 years ago, I was at one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the country. And I am helping them build out their innovation infrastructure, developing innovation governance, developing their ideation programs, helping them become better innovators. And it occurred to me that that very company, because I work with a lot of pharmaceutical companies, was a company that manufactured ADD drugs. So
what did you do?
I didn't say anything.
You just took the money and left.
But I just realized that these guys. Well, look, they're not evil. Look, they're looking for cross-indicational usages of their drugs. And again, that goes back to what we're talking about. We have to be really careful when we incentivize people to treat. By the way, those people that the comments on their kids, I see so many kids, and that's why I started Hans Toys Company. I started a company that was based on those kids, the kids that don't want instructions. And that's why the motto of Hans Toys is instructions not included.
And I tell you what, I've looked at these things, and thank you very much for the. I'm not going to talk about it because they may be listening right now.
Oh, okay.
But for all the gifts you gave to Toys for Tots,
yeah,
because they were much more than just your regular, you know, like teddy bears and stuff like this. These are things that kids can look at that they can use over and over and over again to try. And build their little minds too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it expands. And these, and let me just say, as Nick and Michelle brought down tons of toys.
Yeah.
And dropped them off here for us for Toys for Tots. And we really appreciate that.
No, that was
here's
awesome.
Something here. We own our own municipal power company. Give people a break on their bill based on blood pressure, improvements, weight, property tax breaks. Retailers play a part by offering a health accountability card that will give them breaks on their purchases. You know, just thinking out loud, things to encourage people to do it. And then the answer to that was, hey, they won't even give breaks to our veterans coming back from war.
Yeah, right.
You know, they will turn their power off from a guy and a wife who's working two jobs and lost one of the jobs. They turned off his power on a Friday for he, his wife, and his two kids.
Wow.
Thank you very much, RDU.
So, you know, I think that, look, on the left, there is what most people don't realize, there is still an absolute political mandate to have a single pay system. On the right, there is a complete and total mandate to break apart what is already created. I mean, most of healthcare is paid by the government today already. So there are two things that are going to shape the future. One is the fact that everything you see in healthcare today is a reward. Every discussion we've had for the last 6 years is talking about how you access more healthcare, more drugs for our seniors, more healthcare for the 30 million people who don't have access to healthcare. What people didn't realize they signed up for is as the government giveth, the government taketh away. And what they're going to take away is a lot of control over the way in which we access healthcare. And we will ultimately move to a single pay system.
No question. You really need to talk to my brother-in-law who is in the California Medical Association. He's probably the only Republican that's in the California Medical Association.
Probably, yeah.
And he's the assistant speaker.
Yeah.
But he saw this. He was talking to me, and he says the same thing to me every time I see him. It's been like that for 8 years. But it's this thing that he has just talked about is coming to fruition. And he says now all of a sudden other doctors around him are starting to see this.
Yeah.
What this is happening. They're going to take away more and more from the doctors until they force them into this, a socialism type of practice where if you want to practice, you've got to get permission from the state, and then you've got to do so much and all this, and it takes away that, you know, that ability to run their own practices.
Right.
But you're right, because it's going to be, that if you want to be seeing this doctor, then this is going to have to happen, this is going to have to happen, this is going to have to happen.
Yeah. I mean, the promises that have been made are not sustainable. You cannot give everybody in America free access to health care and allow them to be able to get gratuitous utilization, unchecked utilization, when you have this increased aging population and you have the epidemiology of chronic disease.
What are you going to see? How's that going to take place?
So the only variable,
but how would they say this? I mean, gosh, we're just getting overrun because we don't have enough doctors, so we've got to do something.
Well, you know, again,
how do they do this?
So it depends. I mean, look, if we get a conservative administration next go around, it will slow down this process. It's not going to stop. If we get a liberal administration, then we're going to double down towards this.
Oh, yeah.
Plan.
Hillary's going for the single payer.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the only thing you can say.
There's no question about it. Now, so what will ultimately happen is it's a pretty simple premise. If you want access to health care, you have to be willing to go by these rules. And these new rules will be managing your health value score.
Unless you're wealthy, and then you can buy your way in.
Right. I mean, so I do a lot of work in Europe.
We've done two classes. Yeah, in Europe, that's how that works.
Yeah, nobody, everybody goes, oh, they have such a wonderful healthcare system. There's two things they don't think about.
Yeah.
Number one, compared to what? Right?
Yeah.
Compared to what? And the other issue is that I don't know anybody. I do a lot of work in France. I don't know anybody in France, any of the executives that I work with, that would access those free systems. They have their own private insurance.
And I know people in Croatia, the same thing, that, we have these health systems, and it takes – and we're paying 70% of everything we make into the government. So what they do is they have the health care that goes till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, stops, opens up again at 3
right.
for all those people who are paying cash.
Yeah.
And that's how they do it. I mean, people – I don't know why don't people see this when they look – oh, look at Europe.
Yeah.
Compared to what? That is a great answer. Yeah. Oh, look at compared to what?
Yeah. But, you know, here's what it boils down to, though. It's really simple. The incentives for patients are wrong, and the incentives for caregivers are wrong. Patients are incentivized to access gratuitous treatment. They, if they have, you know, take a look at Lipitor. Lipitor does $74 billion a year.
What's Lipitor do?
It's a cholesterol-lowering medicine.
Okay.
And it's a statin drug.
Okay.
So if you think about it, according to the American Dietetic Association and other studies, only about 10 or 20% of the people that take that incredibly expensive drug really need it. Slight lifestyle changes would make it not necessary, and they would get overall improvements in health. So what's going to happen is we're going to change patient incentives without a doubt. We're going to leverage new technologies in the next 3 years. Like I'm doing some work right now with Samsung, and a friend of mine, Dr. Rich Milani, did a really neat study with Apple and reduced readmissions by 50%. So we're going to leverage wearable technologies.
Readmissions of what?
People going in the hospital and having to come back in because they weren't managing their blood pressure, they weren't managing some other vital.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, and it's a big cost for hospitals.
How long are you going to be in town?
I start my tour again in January, so I'm around until the second week of
January.
Might
have to have you come back again and start talking some of the things that you see as far as medical. I mean, can you talk about it? I mean,
yeah.
Medical, you know, treatments in the future. I want to take a break here, and I want to come back and talk millennials.
Yay.
Because I've gotten questions
in
here. Well, they're saying here, it says is, well, now they're talking triage and all that. But yeah. The thing was is that, hey, let's talk about them because Generation Ys are different, too. Is that the same thing?
Is Ys
and millennials the same?
They have different incentives, and it has to do with the sort of the psychodynamics of their parents, really.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460. It's 46 degrees out there today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. It's going to be a great Christmas day, all bright and sunshiny. You can run around outside and just have a good one like that. It's 15 minutes until 9 o'clock. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dupes until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from your friends and neighbors at Redding Electric Utility. On behalf of all REU employees, we wish you a safe and joyous holiday season filled with peace, health, and quality time with loved ones. Redding Electric Utility has been honored to serve you this past year, and we will strive to keep 2016 shining bright. For energy savings information and holiday safety tips, visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful.
Westside Wine at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wine can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here. I was listening to the music same time I'm trying to talk. That's a great song. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. It is 13 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 22nd of December. It's 46 degrees right now, going up to 58 today. It's going to be a little rainy tomorrow, but by the time that Christmas rolls around, it should be bright and sunshiny. Our guest is Nicholas Webb here, and Nick has been talking about healthcare and the future. We're going to get him back again because we're going to talk about systems that are coming on that he's working on it, he's been researching, that it's going to change the way that you're monitored,
yeah,
and how you can monitor yourself in healthcare. But we want to talk millennials now and Generation Wires. Okay, I'm a baby boomer, and then there's what was after me, Generation X?
Baby boomers, Generation X, and then millennials, and the next one is Generation Z.
Where, is there a Y in there someplace?
There's a Gen Y hidden in there somewhere.
Okay. Know. All right. So we know what baby boomers are. But when we get into millennials, because I'm talking to people like, you know, like Highway Patrol and other, and like the Army for the first time in years, did not make their recruiting this year. Now, this could be for a variety of reasons, I believe. Part of it is, you know, part of it is how they think they're going to be treated and all these other things with the VA and, you know, the changes in the military structure. But part of it is the millennial thing, where California Highway Patrol says what they've noticed is instead of service, it's what's in it for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so what exactly is millennials?
If you take a look at millennials, they're, and in fact, in my book Breakers, I talk about the four shifts of the future. And one, the last of the shift, it's the innovation shift, the consumerization shift, the connection architecture shift, and the millennial shift. And the millennial shift is about the fact that there is some quirky stuff that us baby boomers are not down with, because I have three teenagers, right? So
they're right. And so are they a millennial? Or are they
they're all
else?
Millennials.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're egocentric. The world revolves around them, right? I think a lot of parents of teenagers can relate to that. They're technocentric. They communicate in a way that's very different. If you and I are going to talk, we more than likely, if we're going to have any kind of a rich dialogue, we're going to have what's called a full duplex dialogue. We're going to pick up the phone and we're going to talk. But they're cool and they're down with these ideas of asynchronous dialogue where, like, I'll ask my daughter, hey, why don't you invite them over for dinner? And they'll text them. And they're willing to wait 15 minutes to get a text back to find out. You know what I mean? So the way they see the universe is different. But companies, as a management consultant, the challenge that my companies are having is attracting and keeping millennial talents. One of my clients is McDonald's Restaurants. And one of the things that they are desperately trying to do right now, great organization, doing some amazing things, and just you heard it here first, McDonald's is going to come back in a very, very powerful, big way, in my opinion.
I think that McDonald's can do that. And I think people, you know, they're trying. I mean, every time they're trying to do the right thing out there, it appears.
Well, they did a good job. I was actually raised in San Bernardino, where the first McDonald's was. It was part of my DNA as a baby boomer. But millennials, they are collaborators. They're creators. They don't like authoritarian hierarchy. So they don't like this hierarchy of the boss at the corner office. They want to work in work groups. They want to participate in what we actually are going into companies. 80% of the Fortune 1000 companies are using what's called ESNs, Enterprise Social Networks, as a way to engage and communicate and connect with millennials.
Okay, so they'd like to be in more of a collegial type of atmosphere where they're working together, but there's still got to be a hierarchy there someplace.
They don't
like
that.
How do you disguise it?
Yeah, so
because you have to.
The new business leader is no longer a CEO or a boss, and I hate the term because it has other derogatory connotations to it, but they're essentially community leaders, right? They're leading these community of workers. Mm-hmm. So when I see great organizations, what they have done is they've hired smart people just like Steve Jobs did. They gave them a really well-articulated goal, and then they allowed them to collaborate and co-create. Now, the downside is for us that we don't get that. We like a hierarchical structure. We like an authority person that makes the decisions. But that's what's really creating a lot of problems for companies and for people who are trying to connect with millennials.
Okay, so then the ones in front of millennials were the Generation Ys?
Gen X.
Gen X. Okay, now, what are Gen X's then?
So, you know, we were raised by parents that came out of the Depression. Mm-hmm. And they were pragmatic. They were thrifty. They were patriotic. There's a whole shopping
responsibility,
list.
Responsibility, all these
right.
things.
Cause and effect, very practical. And so we tend to have adopted some of that, but it, you know, kind of loses its, you know, by generation.
It weakens out.
It weakens out because we now become slightly privileged, right? We believe that we are owed certain things. And so there's a dilution of that sort of Gen X crowd, I think. I mean, Depression crowd.
Right.
Gen X Millennial and Gen Y are more or less interchangeable.
Okay.
Millennials
okay.
are interchangeable.
Okay, all right. So Gen X, is that where you are, Bob?
I'm a boomer.
The one, okay, so it would be the next one down.
Yeah. The boomers are 1946 to 1960.
Okay, yeah. okay. Now, the other thing somebody says here, too, is that we that are older have a tendency that when we send text, we send whole words. They can send out. I mean,
Right. Well, let me tell you a trick. If you want to just absolutely make your millennial crazy, start mixing up metaphors. Do stuff like, "Can I snap text you later?" You know, or "Do you mind if I insta face you?" You know, start mixing up these things. Literally smoke will come out of there. It's brilliant, right? And one of the things that I do when my kids are misbehaving, right, is I put a timer on the wireless network in our house.
It turns it off?
Yeah, and I can hear this collective, what? You know, yeah. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I've got other people that just say, I just take the phone.
Yeah.
That's it. They're cut off.
Oh, they would have a meltdown, literally.
That's it. They can't do it anymore. Okay, so millennials then are, so you've got, so workers and if companies want to hire these, some of them are obviously brilliant people.
You have to have millennials.
You have to have millennials. Okay, what happens then if the millennial that shows great promise and they're in their little community in there, how do you raise them up so they're a community leader?
Oh, that's a great question. So they don't see CEO or job titles as interesting to them. What interests millennials is their social credibility.
Now, you're talking about the millennials that are into the tech side of it, as opposed to millennials that are into, say, the blue-collar side.
It doesn't matter.
We're not going to have millennial plumbers?
Right. And those millennial plumbers will be more concerned about how they're viewed as a thought leader within the community of plumbers. That's the key. They don't care about job titles. They're meaningless and superficial. What they care about is how a community of other thought leaders view them within that community.
Well, but I think that's...
Does that help get the pipes
always been like that. Though, I mean, everybody wants to be respected in their community. If you're a doctor or you're an innovator, you want to be respected by other innovators, right?
Yeah, but so it's gone to... let's take, for example, the TomTom GPS. The TomTom GPS, an incredible technology that speaks to outer space, has now been destroyed by a simple app called Waze, right? Waze is a hyper-influencing social network that allows you to create social cred in a GPS app, right? The reason it's so much more popular, there's 120 million users in 60 countries.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right. So
I'm not a millennial. They hate
right.
me.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
hate me right now.
But
discarded.
It's the we do in my practice, one of the main things that we do when we're trying to help a company get to a better strategic place is we set up an enterprise. I'll give you an example. There was this one company who was trying to save a bunch of money.
Right.
So they brought in these lean consultants to try to pull waste out of their business. Nothing happened. Then we put in an enterprise social network, and we put together the biggest loser challenge. Tell us where money is being wasted the most in your area of the business. And we had 3,000 hits in 24 hours, and the company saved something like $40 million because those people were fighting to play the game of social credibility. They wanted to have the best find.
Okay, now here's one of the things. Let them be free. They don't have a good understanding of pecking orders. They think they are equal to everyone. Isn't that a problem, though?
Unfortunately, we as baby boomers are in many ways authoritarians. And if you look at your disdain for millennials, most of the time it has to do with the comfort. I heard a horrible phrase, the stale pale male, which is a white old guy, right? That's horrible. It's racist.
What's
and
it called?
The stale pale male, right? So it's the stale pale male, right, is having a hard time
wow.
with getting down with the millennials.
Getting down with the millennials.
They need to.
Oh, here's a good one. Here's our guy. Good point, Carl. Yeah, on the construction site the other day, we were talking about that the other day, working down there. The laws of physics don't care about social status.
Yeah.
But the millennials
I
do.
I get that.
But the millennials do.
Yeah, and right. No, listen, I'm not advocating for millennial behavior.
Oh, no,
I'm
know
saying
not.
It is what it is.
This is what it is.
Yeah.
But they think they're equal.
Yeah.
And there is the problem. Because we've talked about that. A lot of times, because you treat people a certain way, they begin to think that they're equal.
Right.
You.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
In the military, we don't have that problem.
Yeah.
We have very strict regulations just for that.
Absolutely.
Is that, you know, because at some point when you have to give an order, oh, so my friend just jumped on me.
Yeah.
That's why we take newly promoted NCOs and move them out of that organization
yeah.
into another organization.
Yeah.
Because leading their friends is sometimes harder that
you
way.
You have to have authority when you don't want to kill people, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. And so imagine the millennials coming in. I don't know. It's really interesting. You got
to
come back again.
Yeah, right, I'd love
before
to.
You leave. Okay.
Yeah.
I really like talking to you. You've got some great ideas and all that. Okay. It is time to leave here. I want you to have a very Merry Christmas, Nick. Thank you so much.
My
to
pleasure.
You and your family. And everybody out there, tomorrow, Jonathan Edwards from Good News Rescue Mission will be here talking about what's going on there. Hope everybody has a great day. Remember, head on out.
Well,
you still got, guys, you still got 2.5 days of shopping before Christmas Day. So good guys against the bad guys.
Down.
Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my...
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He's made his first court appearance before a military judge. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, formerly charged with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. In 2009, he walked away from his post in Afghanistan, captured by the Taliban. He was part of a prisoner swap last year. The Army says Bergdahl will be back in court in just a few weeks.
The date for the next scheduled hearing will be January 12, 2016, here on Fort Bragg.
Bergdahl could get life in prison if convicted at a general court-martial. The U.S. economy did expand in the third quarter, but the growth a bit slower than expected, 2%. Economists think the growth in this final quarter will be around 2.2%, helped by solid consumer spending. And speaking of consumer spending, with Christmas just around the corner...
As of Sunday night, only 50% of Americans had their Christmas shopping done. The other 50% either will have to finish or not finish at all.
Retail analyst Rick Beamer.